Today's share is sponsored for Refuah Shleimah for Sarah Gittel Bas Miral and for Miral Bas Sarah Gittel by her Mishpacha. We thank them for the sponsorship. Anybody else who wants to join in sponsoring this shiurim to make them available to the public, it is greatly appreciated. Please email rabbifishman@gmail.com or go to www.rabbifishman and click on the sponsor a share link. It's really appreciated. It helps keep these shiurim going. We are right now in Perek Tes in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Se'if Ches. We are in Perek Tes, Se'if Ches, page Kuf Yud Zayin, if you're following along, in the new print. Kufsa Ayatifa Shel Megvoyne Niyar. You have tissue boxes, or like in Eretz Yisrael, tissue bags. Chatuch umakufal, that they have a place where they're closed, they're sealed, and the toilet paper that's chatuch umakufal means it's the fold over stuff that's pre-cut. So lo yachtich ben Pesach lefi hasimunim sheba. In parentheses, perfutzia. It means you should not open the boxes or these bags on the perforated lines where it's meant to open it up to remove the tissues. What should you do? If one needs tissues for toilet paper, or one needs toilet paper, right? So what could you do? You destroy the entire box, or you destroy the whole bag, then packaging, but you should not open it up on the perforated lines that are there. Socket or yariza, a bag or any type of packaging that was hasiguros besichos Mahadek, that are closed with staples. So if it's something that was closed with staples, it's permitted to close the staples. One may remove the staples in order to open the bag. So removing the staples is permitted. You could remove the staples. So now, maybe I should just preface this in the beginning of this year. All these things are all sort of B'dievin, meaning that we did say in the beginning of Perek Tes in the previous year that one should try to open everything that's openable before Shabbos. One should open before Shabbos. And we're all talking about in the case where, for whatever reason, you couldn't open it before Shabbos. But really, the best is to open it before Shabbos. But these things are staples you can remove on Shabbos. According to those who are lenient to allow the opening of packages, and we saw in bottle caps and stuff like that, we saw in Sef Gimel. So he says, according to that sheet, the kufsas karton shekatzaisa mutbokes, that the cardboard boxes which are like glued closed, a kufsa shatufa b'niyar v'hun mutbok, or a box that's wrapped in paper around it that's glued closed, mutl l'paiskon gam oison, you could rip those packaging open, but only if the rules of Sif Yud Gimel, which we're going to see, are kept, which basically it has to be done derech kilkul, you can't rip any letters. We'll see in Sif Yud Gimel how to do it, but that, once again, that's only according to the Mekilim, who hold you could open bottles and boxes and stuff like that. Sif Yud Aleph. Mutter liftoyach mechas and nylon aluminum hadovik b'reish kevia meichel. If you have plastic or you have aluminum on the top of like a food, like a cup of food or something, you're going kevia leben, like the lebens or yogurts, you know, where you peel it off to eat what's inside. Kevina is salad. V'af mutter lahafer ben shenei kevia leben hamachubam yachtav. So you're allowed to remove these top aluminum foil or plastic things that seal these like cups of stuff closed. You're allowed to open that up on Shabbos. He says, and that is not the Zemachleg Zapaiskin, but he's saying he heard from Shemiz Alman. He says in Sivkat Mem, you could even split up. Like, you know, sometimes when you buy, especially in Eretz Yisrael, you see it. They have it in America also, where you buy some of these yogurts, lebens that are sort of come like a six-pack attached or like a two-pack attached. He holds you're even allowed to separate on them on Shabbos. As long as you're not ripping any letters or any pictures. So you have to be careful, because sometimes when these things are attached together, the way the label is printed, it's one large label, really. That's perforated lines, which we said you can't rip perforated lines. And the way it's printed sometimes one word or picture will continuous flow from one to the other. It says then you couldn't do it, but if separating them would be in a fashion where it wouldn't rip any letters, or there is no continuous flow of the picture that you are ruining, be permitted to even separate them. This is a kula from Shemizan. V'chein sif yud beiz, or on page kuf yud ches, mutter l'kroya es in niyor ha'atifa shal chocolate, ukedema, chocolate comes wrapped in a packaging, right? We all know chocolate bar has the aluminum foil and the paper around the aluminum foil. So you could destroy that paper, aluminum foil on Shabbos. Eskisei ha'plastik es ha'mechafs es p'kaka bakbuk. If you have a plastic coating, like sometimes the wine bottles come with this like thing, this label, you know, over it. You make sure, once again, that you're not ripping any letters and you're doing it in the way of destroying it. But you're allowed to rip that on Shabbos. V'gamas ha'niyor o aluminum ha'mechafs mechas ha'pnimi shal kufsas kafe namas. Like if you open an instant coffee jar, right? So underneath the cap, right, to keep it fresh, there's like that aluminum foil piece that's sealed down against the jar that's permitted to pull on Shabbos. As long as you keep the tanoim that we're going to see in Sif Yud Gimel. I'll just point out that he points it, because he points it out, he puts a star here, that if you have a glass coffee jar, something like that, that you plan on using over again, you have to tevel it. He says, you have to be careful, you have to tevel it. Because you're making it into a kli, it's meant to be disposable, and you're going to have to tevel it. So, I guess, was common that, you know, when you bought a jar, you know, the next time you need a jar, you use that jar. You don't just throw out coffee jars like we do here in America. Like, I should say, most people do in America. Sif Yud Gimel, here's we're going to give those tonight, we spoke about in the last few Sifim. On top page, Kuf Yud Tes. V'harei ha'tenoyim shebehem mutlasis esana. In order to open all these packages that he just permitted, you need to make sure to follow these two criteria. Number one, kishiyikra es niyor atifu, when you rip off the paper wrapping, yikora es haniyor derech kilkul. You have to rip it in a way that damages it, that ruins it. Shelo yakpid likrei ba'ofen shaniyor uchel shamish matara kolshu. You can't rip it in a fashion that you're going to be able to use this paper wrapper for something else in the future. Even part of it. Let's say you sometimes on these packaging is a raffle ticket or a prize ticket or something like that. So you make sure when you rip it that you don't rip that. He says that's usher. You can't rip around that. That's ripping in a specific way. That's mechatech. You can't do that. But if it's fully being done derech kilkul, in a way of destroying the packaging, that's when it's mutter to open packaging. So he's telling us that any packaging that we spoke about till now that's mutter to open, it has to be derech kilkul. Then he points out, Vein kol hevdel in zeh ben kriyas haniyor atzmo, uvein afrodim en shnei niyoroi, zeh shnei chelke katonim, hadukin zeh b'zeh. Because this goes whether when you're separating things, like we said, you could separate according to them two lebens, or those yogurts that are attached, or anything like that. It has to be done derech kilkul, not in a way to keep it kiyam. And number two criteria, la yikara oisiyas etzirim. You have to make sure that any bona fide pictures, designs, or letters are not destroyed. So, because that's a separate problem. So you cannot rip the letters, according to Rishon Zalman, according to Mishab's Kolchasa. You cannot rip the pictures. And you have to make sure that when you destroy the packaging, you do it derech kilkul. Sif Yud Dalet. It's page Kuf Chaf. Also, lalafev chud bazel is seret plastic b'shuli asaket. If you have metal wiring or plastic wiring at the end of a packaging, you cannot undo that wiring. Lechatchila. Chen also luftoya chud malufov shekaze. You can't even open, you know, such a chud. Now, some understand that this is what we call twist ties in America. Lechen saket asgur b'chud shekaze atoyv b'yoysel shtadl shachres asaket. So the best is, if you have such a thing, is to try to slide it off the bag and not to actually untwist it or open it up. If there's not go, if there's no way to take it off without undoing it, where it's very tight, then you could loosen up this twisting. If you can't, you could cut it. As long as you cut it derech kilkul, which means you don't cut it in a way that would make sure that you can reuse it. You cut it derech kilkul, so that's permitted. But then he points out, like a twist tie, which is only meant for very short use. Because a lot of these types of things he's talking about here were things that come on packaging, more heavy duty. But he says, I said, plastic zel, shir kachrak, l'zman mugluvan, typical twist tie, which you only put on for a short amount of period of time. Tahanuli Mechot, meaning for a day, Ebidyavit even Techshiva Yam, Fatarz Manza who also pasach. Meaning, like he says, Kimoy Sakat Nail Shemachil Lechem Khal Prusa. Let's say, you know, after the Sudo, you want to put a twist on the challah bag to keep the challah fresh for tomorrow. Says that mutter lafay vaflashul hezra. Says that you could take on and off. Says mashmoyus from here is that he's basking because there's a need. Some people say b'shem Rabbi Yashiv that Rabbi Yashiv asked it. Other people say Rabbi Yashiv didn't. I'm not going to get into that. I don't have it in writing from Rabbi Yashiv one or the other. But clearly he's bringing here in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa from Reb Shlomo Zalman that since this lifuf is a toldah of kasher, whereas maybe it's best not to do it, but if it's not something that's a kasher shel kayam, and it's not meant to last, and it's meant for temporary use, that it's permitted to use them on Shabbos. But let's say you're putting challah in a bag after the Shabbos lunch suda, that you're going to freeze because leftovers, and it's going to stay in the freezer for 2 or 3 weeks, that it's best not to use a twist tie. It's best only to use twist tie on things that are going to be opened chatchil within 24 hours, same day, or b'diavad within 7 days. Then he continues, bakpuke mashke shem chase shalem mulufa b'chud barzel, drinks. Now, some of these wine bottles have over the cork, this like metal thing that comes down, that's like it's really like a twist tie. You know, you twist this metal thing, and you have to untwist it to loosen it to the cork off. So the royal of Teich Lifuf Zekreidim is Shabbos. L'segre belief of Kalat Hashemesh. So really, one should undo the ikker tightening of it before Shabbos and only have it on it loose. Shachach, but if one forgot, v'leihechim v'nei Shabbos mudalachtach has leif b'Shabbos. But if one didn't, so b'diavad he could loosen it up on Shabbos as well. Siv tezvav the bottom page kufchav. V'chein tzak oy kufsa ashechut kosher svivam. You have a bag, like a garbage bag today. You know, the bags that come with drawstrings, right? That you pull the string and you tie it. So a bag or a box that has a string that's attached to it, that goes around it. Or you have food that's in a bag that, you know, you want to tighten with a string. If you can't, you know, undo and get the bag open without loosening this drawstring, you can untie it. If you can't untie it, but you could cut it open in a way that it's mekalkalit. We will see later about not tying garbage bags and stuff like that on Shabbos and Sefer Zayin. So let's say you have dry dates fixed. You have all these types of things that they sell on a string, and then like you untie the bottom of the string, and they all slide off. So yasa canal, the same thing. Now yatias a kasher. One should really could untie the knot. V'miyef shalahatir, and if you can't, so mutl nazik as a chud, you could cut the string. V'afilu b'sakin even knife v'lishinat k'derech kilkul. As long as you cut it, derech kilkul. Because once again, not to have mechatech, it should be done in a way of ruining it. But the best is to just untie it, obviously, before Shabbos. We'll finish with Sif Yud Zayin this year. Also, Likshar Kesher, Afil Kesher Yochid, even a single knot, you can't do Bishulayim Shosaket Asuyim Ibadim Mechirim Plasi. Let's say you have a cloth bag or a garbage bag. You want to take the two ends of the garbage bag and you twist them a little bit. You turn that into even a single knot. You cannot do that on Shabbos. Afshar Kesher Nasa Begufa Sakit, even though you're not using a string, you're using the bag itself, you can't do it. Loezel Chot. Same too, if you get a bag of food like that was knotted like that, one l'chadchila should not untie it, but you should rip the bag in an oifen that it's going to ruin the bag. Today's shiur is sponsored for Refuah Shleimah, for Miral Bas Sar Gittel, and for Sar Gittel Bas Miral by her Mishpacha. Wish them Refuah Shleimah. To sponsor shiurim, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor share link. If not, email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com, to help these shiurim continue.